Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bird Show.
Somebody here besides me needs to read what the Braves did over the weekend, because the last time I got behind the Braves, when it was so clear that they were working their way to the playoffs at a record pace, and I said, what does it matter with Atlanta? How come there doesn't seem to be a whole bunch of excitement here? The Braves are going to the playoffs. They have the best record. This was years and years and years ago. Uh-huh. And the day I did that, uh-huh, statistically, they had the biggest collapse, uh-huh, in Major League Baseball history.
Wow.
So,
and everybody blamed Bert because he talked about them.
Right. So to the people and the fans of Atlanta and the, yes, Braves, I don't talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are going to have to talk about this weekend, okay, or this last couple of days, I should say, and how far up they are in the National League East. I'm staying away from it.
Thank you. Because I actually, when I was putting this on the schedule, because I thought it was important to mention, I was like, I hope Bert let somebody else talk about, yeah, it. All right. So the Braves just swept the Yankees. Sorry, Mo. And that means they are currently still number one in the NL East. 12 and a half games up.
That's a lot of games.
12 and a half games up. Their offense is impeccable. They are crushing it right now. You just sit there, nod your head.
I'm not saying a word.
Do not say. And everybody that was at Tuesday night's Braves game versus the Yankees got a huge surprise, because Quavo surprised everybody, performed on top of the Braves dugout, performed his unreleased song, Who Whip Me, because his new album comes out this Friday. And so, yeah, he just surprised everybody, and the Braves actually sat there and watched Quavo perform on top of the dugout. Yeah,
the rest of the guys in that lineup are so good, they could have had Quavo play for the night. and they still would have won. They're that good right now.
But I'm not backing them.
No.
I'm not backing them.
I'm so annoyed about hearing this, because my parents came into town, and my dad is a huge baseball fan. I was so excited to bring him to the Battery and show him around, and we got these amazing seats, and it just, that would have been the cherry on top, mm-hmm, to have like a sick performance from an amazing performer and also get to see the Braves win. Mm-hmm. I went on Monday, not Tuesday.
Oh, yes, by day.
Rude.
Didn't this sort of happen to you with Taylor Swift too? Like something really cool happened the night after or before you saw?
Yes, I have the worst luck. I'm so upset by this. So not only did I go to none of the Atlanta shows where she played all of my favorite surprise songs, I went to her shows in Nashville. She had three of them. And the two shows that she performed that I was not there at were like historic shows. The night before I went, she announced Speak Now Taylor's version, which is like a historic event that literally would have sent me into orbit.
Historic event.
And then the next night, like,
it's right there with the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
You betcha. And then the next night, it was her first rain show, which I was kind of glad I wasn't there for, but it was still kind of epic. So yeah, I have really bad luck when it comes to this stuff.
All right, so here's what we're learning. Find out when Abby is going to a show. And, mm-hmm, if it's a 2 or 3 night show, just either pick the night before or the night after, because that's when the cool stuff's going to happen.
Yep. I'll make the announcement on my Instagram story.
All right. Beyonce was in town for a couple of huge nights. Huge nights. Mo and I did the math on this, because, mm-hmm, the average ticket price to see Beyonce, they were saying, was $900. They were getting 70,000 people in that stadium for 3 nights. Mo and I did the math on it. That's $163 million a night.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot. Now, of course, a lot of that is ticket scalping. Mm-hmm. So she's not getting, she's not getting the base price for those tickets. But that's $163 million for one night of shows.
And think about all the money she brought to Atlanta with 70,000 mm-hmm people packing out Mercedes-Benz Stadium for 3 nights in a row.
Katie, our producer, was there.
and I loved every minute of it. Atlanta, we did what needed to be done. We were her favorite city, and I have video evidence because she said it.
And why was Atlanta her favorite?
Because she did three nights, and I went on the very last night because I knew Saturday was meh, and the first night was going to be great. But the first night, when everyone was supposed to go on mute for the mute challenge, they did it.
Explain the mute challenge.
So there's a part of her song. She says, look around in the room, everybody on mute. Just me and my crew. Big energy, right? But when she says mute, she says, you know, she gives the hand signal of everyone should be on mute. And the whole stadium is in silence.
For how long?
Seconds. She'll say everybody on mute and it'll be like 5 seconds. And then she comes back with the song and she continues the song. And so it's been a thing.
Which is crazy that she gets the entire arena to be quiet for that long.
70,000 people shut their trap when Beyonce yells mute.
Yeah, it's been a thing because in the previous shows, some of the audience members cheer or they go on with the songs and they're like, no, when she says mute, we mute. You know, so we had mute practice.
There was one video that went viral of the girl like literally grabbing a stranger's mouth because she was not being quiet during the mute. No, mute.
And I was that one when I got in the seats. I was like, all right, mute. Mute. We all know what we're doing when she says it. What's our cue? Okay, cool. So Atlanta already won the crown with that because she said it. She's like, you guys won after she continued the song. And then on the night that I went on Monday's show, she basically said that we were like the loudest audience. We had the most energy. And it was just so great. And I got the special treat. I'm so sorry that you have to go through what you went through with Taylor Swift because I got the special songs in Atlanta. All the special songs that Beyonce has not performed on any other tour, she did it on Monday's show. Like all the songs people wanted her to perform, she did it, and she did a 3-hour show. It was just amazing. I injured myself, but it's okay.
What'd you do?
I messed up my other knee. So
she only had one good knee going into the concert.
I already messed up one knee, and then the right knee, I had a little bit too much energy and I busted my knee like jumping up and down, but I didn't let that stop me. Not at all.
So you don't think she's going to every city and going, hey, you guys, hey, no. Chicago, you are the best.
No, because
Dallas, you're the best. Atlanta, you're the best.
No, because on social media, there's a war. Like, you know, people from different cities are posting the comments she says about those cities.
Oh, the Beehive. Yeah.
The Beehive. Mm-mm. Okay. It's a competition. And after the Atlanta shows, everyone who went to a show before were like, you know what? That's the last time Beyonce will treat me like that because she gave us extra songs. She gave us extra energy. And other cities are upset that she did everything for Atlanta that she hasn't done for her other cities.
How much did you pay for your ticket?
$280.
That's not bad. Mm-mm. Right? I mean, wow, especially when we're hearing like the average is $900, $280.
That's because I got the pre-sale link. And when I got that invite that says, hey, get your tickets now, I got it for base price. I got it for the regular resale price. I didn't get a resale ticket.
I mean, she was watching it from Suwannee, but she paid
$280. You were up there.
Were you way up there?
No, you was up there.
They give you an oxygen mask.
When Beyonce get on that real big platform, she was standing right next to Katie.
You know what? Y'all will not do this to me. I was not in the 300 section, okay? I was in the middle. I was in section 221. Okay? I saw Beyonce, damn it.
I wasn't going to say nothing about it. It's Kristen Fall.
Is Katie coming? Where is she? She's just in Atlanta.
Are you sure that was Beyonce on stage? Because you couldn't see her from where you were at.
I'm positive.
For $280, man.
Am I wrong for that?
Yes. Yes, very much so.
Was it worth every penny, though?
It was.
It was.
I did the best I could.
It's a Bird Show.
Here, Bird Show.